by Sarah Benson Lord. Trail Museum and Archives. Does this scene look familiar? This week in 1977, the city marveled at the low river levels, most dramatic at Sandy Island, Euro Park, where the roaring onions used to be. Although it was a drier winter that year, causation for this huge reduction was much different than what we are experiencing now. That year, the city of Castlegar was working on a new sewer system for the municipality. In order to install new outfall drainage, river levels needed to be lowered. At the city's request, BC Hydro agreed to close the spillways of the Hugh Keenlyside Dam, just prior to spring runoff. Performing the closure also allowed for BC Hydro inspect energy dissipators using a dive team along the downstream side of the dam. In accordance with the Columbia River Treaty, BC Hydro ensured the Bonneville Reservoir at the Bonneville Dam, 40 miles upstream of Portland, Oregon, received enough water the week prior to make up for the shortfall during the work. The spillways reopened on Thursday, April 14 at 4 p.m. Pictured here is a city of trail loader harvesting some sand normally underwater to build up the beach above. Also pictured is the original change house at the left and the outdoor theater at the right, built in 1951. Read more Trailblazers. A summer place. Euro Park, the perennial summertime haven. Ceremony honors trail airmen, 17, and 22 others killed in Second World War. Remembering a young man from trail who went to war and never came home. Long-lost poem recounts life of an air gunner. Colorful memories in Silver City Linings. Big Fish Tales. Great old classics on four wheels. Memories of Dixie Lee Linger.